Dear Father X, during a recent visit to Cork, I met a schoolmate whom I had not seen for over 35 years. While standing on the steps outside the Imperial Hotel, we both looked back over our lives and sang praises of various classmates and teachers, some of whom we shall never again meet at a human level, as they are with their God. The reminiscing referred to school days in the vocational school, a 10-minute journey down memory lane. Positive feelings were very much experienced, and our parting shot was, we must get together again. Whilst driving home, the positive feelings were interrupted by negative ones when earlier school days returned once again to haunt me. Days in the secondary school, late 1950s. My most fear-ridden and humiliating experiences happened during that period. I have vivid memories of the teacher ordering me to stand up and recite a verse of Un Spalpin Fánach. I obeyed, but after the first two lines, maybe I hadn't even arrived in Cashel, the teacher, equipped with leather strap, stood over me and yelled, "A mac os ard." I felt he was going to make an example of me. I was 12 years. All eyes were on me, and I wanted to scream, cry, or die. However, I started again. "Good Joe Arish." A mac os ard interrupted my feeble efforts. He had me, and he knew it. I lived at home with my father, who was smitten with illness for many years, and whom I had to care for whilst my mother worked outside the home each evening and some afternoons. I also endured other terrible hardships, unspeakable at that time, which I do not wish to commit to paper. "A mac os ard," the teacher shouted, whilst the leather strap made contact on the back of my neck. The teacher, who had been standing beside me, marched to the front of the classroom, leaving me with feelings of terrible fear and physical hurt. In actual fact, I learned the poem under extremely difficult circumstances, as I did not understand what I was learning. And when ordered to recite same, I had no idea of what a mac os ard meant. Circumstances did not allow me to share my school problems with the folks at home. I have memories of being labelled a failure when the same teacher wrote to my mother, Oscailge, suggesting that I should not remain in the secondary school. Thus, I was enrolled in the vocational school. Unfortunately, I did not learn anything about love from my secondary school days. Fear and failure, yes. I do not wish to indulge in self-pity, but I feel that as an adult, the teacher should have tried to understand and encourage and make it his business to find out why this 12-year-old offspring of intelligent parents failed to reach his true potential in the classroom. Father, I confess you were one of the few people I hated when I was a vulnerable child. Painfully, I can remember times when my anger and hatred nearly consumed me. The feelings of hatred which I have carried and entertained into adulthood leave me with a sense of guilt, especially when trying to recite the Lord's Prayer with meaning. Please, try to understand how difficult it is for me to communicate the above. I fully appreciate that it may be difficult for you too to read and digest. Hopefully, by sharing the above, it may be possible to develop positive feelings towards you. Perhaps we were both victims of that particular era. I'm sure you have blossomed well in your priestly duties. In an extraordinary way, you have taught me the power of